We do have a couple more minutes with the president of Defenders of Wildlife, Roger Schlickhuysen. Bill Russell, you were saying the civil rights movement.
Or should we just spend all our energy pounding on Washington?
Well, yeah, that is how you get things done. It is the squeaky wheel, and you do need to pound on Washington. Groups like ours try to do that. There are a lot of issues out there demanding attention, and I keep coming back to the media because it is the media that decides which of those issues groups are going to be successful. So you try as best you can, and we try in the courts, and we try through our magazine, through lobbying. But if the public would demand it, the civil rights movement was one of the great movements that we had. An advantage that the civil rights movement had compared to those that say work to save biodiversity is that the insults and the harm are so immediate. You can just see them right now, and you can catch them on TV. It's pretty hard to catch an extinction event on television, let alone its significance. So it gets back to the particular difficulty that we have with the problem of lost biological diversity. It's very hard to make that immediate, to make it felt, by the public in a very meaningful way. The environmental movement benefited years ago when the Cuyahoga River caught fire.
I'm still talking about it.
The pollution side of this, benefited, if you will, from that, because there was something very, very visual from that. But we've proceeded. We've been somewhat successful in a lot of our environmental laws. You don't have those kind of extreme events happening that often. And in the loss of biological diversity, it's pretty hard to capture it on television anywhere.
And yet, it is that ability of the human animal to be empathetic that continues to be why I am drawn to people like the Defenders of Wildlife. In your spring 2009 issue, you have a bear, a grizzly bear, not just any bear, hiding behind a tree because a mother coyote is saying, "You stay away from my babies." Well, that image to me is one of those things of, humans really can get it if we're given the chance.
Oh, I think so. No, I agree, and we just hope, through our work, and we have a lot of allies in the conservation community and the sporting community that are trying their best to try to help people get it, we'll see whether we're successful or not. I hate to look back years now and think I just didn't try hard enough.
When you say sporting community, that is an opportunity I think most people overlook. There are lots of people who care about the planet who are not, like I, a tree hugger.
Oh, yeah. No, there are a lot of very responsible sportsmen and recreational, whether you're hunters or fishermen or somebody just likes to enjoy, commune with nature and take good photographs of nature.
Can't they get to those who want to slaughter
wolves? They're trying. I mean, we've had events recently, just a couple of weeks ago. We had a lobby day on the Hill, and we had 18 groups with us. It was Defenders of Wildlife. We had the Garden Club of America with us. We had Trout Unlimited with us, the Association of State of Fish and Wildlife Agencies that represents the state fish and game agencies in all of the 50 states. It's a pretty wide spectrum, but even with there were 18 of us, on that day and sponsoring this big lobby day and the reception on Capitol Hill, even so, it's hard to get your voice up there. It's hard to elevate your issue. But there's no question there's a broad coalition of people that see that it's in our interest and in future generations' interest to deal with this problem and to deal with it in the global warming legislation that is being fought over in Congress right now.
Well, can we take up a collection to arm the wolves?
Well, with that thought, we will wish you well. Thank you for coming and invite you to come back when next the opportunity
Thank
is
you.
There.
It was my pleasure, Paula and Bill. I enjoyed it.
For millennia, humans have acted as if nature were somehow separate from us, something to be controlled and exploited. The folly of that view is becoming more manifest each day. The work that Roger Schlickhuysen does is critical to our individual and collective well-being. We thank him and the millions of other people around the world who are striving to make our future sustainable. We hope that the media will soon join that effort. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.